Hey everybody, Cliff Ravenscraft here from GSPN.TV and PodcastAnswerMan.com. It is Friday evening. What time is it, Steph?
9:57.
About 10 o'clock in the evening, and I am exhausted from a very busy but yet very productive day. One of the things I feel absolutely horrible about is the fact that I did not get any podcast episodes released today. They're all uploaded. They're sitting there on the web on my media hosting account. And I simply did not have time at all to put those shows out. Now, of course, a majority of that's because I slept in until... What time did I get up today, Steph?
I have no idea. Later than me.
Later than Stephanie. That's all that matters. I think I got up around 8:30. But then by the time I got downstairs, it was 9 o'clock and the day had already started without me. Of course, I'm still getting over this upper respiratory infection. I am feeling... You know what? Wait a second. I got 11 hours of sleep last night, didn't I?
I don't know.
Because I went to bed at 9 o'clock last night. So, yeah, I think What?
More than me.
Yeah, more than you. Exactly. But anyway, it was a long day yesterday. Yes, as long as you're going to say it so that they can hear it.
Can they hear it?
Yeah, here.
I was on the elliptical this morning, and I was telling Sarah about some of my frustrations that I was having. And I told her, I said, you know, it's really bad when you're envious of your sick husband because he gets to sleep in. Because the simple fact is that if I was sick, I still have to get up and do everything that I did this morning. It doesn't stop. But I was finding myself being envious of the fact that you got to sleep in because you were sick. And I'm like, well, that sucks too, because if I was sick, I still have to do everything I already did, except maybe work out.
It's just not fun, is it? Not fair at all. Anyway, so obviously I'm feeling pretty bad that I did not get the content out today. But I literally, with consulting, I was, I had the time to do it this afternoon, but then I realized that my phone was not telling me that I had voicemails. And I realized that when one of my clients actually jumped into the GSPN.TV chat room and said, hey, just so you know, I left you a voicemail. Can you give me a call when you're finished there? And right after I was finished doing what I was doing, before I called him back, I checked my voicemail. And sure enough, there were 5 messages. One message was from him, and 4 messages was from his secretary, who had been trying to call me to schedule an appointment with him. Regarding a very large project, which, you know, I may or may not be able to disclose in the near future. Anyway, it's a big project, and he called me this morning, I think it was 10 o'clock, and he says, hey, do you have any time today? And I was looking at my schedule, and I said, the only time I have open on my schedule is from 12:30 to 1:30, and of course, that was my lunch time that I had scheduled out. But I said, yeah, I'll go ahead and do it, because I knew that he had been in our crunch to get a hold of me. So anyway, I scheduled that, and I think I ended up having like a 5-minute lunch before I had to be at my next appointment for the day, and I spent about 2.5 hours there. Came straight home and did another consulting call for 1 hour and 25 minutes. And ever since then, I've been processing email in my inbox, which are all equipment orders. So it's been a huge blessing, but at the same time, it has been very busy, very crazy. And I know for a fact that had I got up at 5 o'clock this morning, it wouldn't have been that crazy, and it would have all been more under control. But at the same time, pursuing a balanced life for me means that, you know, take care of yourself. And, you know, I did need to get that sleep to rest up from, you know, staying up late on Thursday morning and recording live shows all day. And
you
so
stayed up late on Thursday morning?
Yeah, I did. It was Wednesday night, but I went to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah, I stayed up late on Thursday morning.
I know, it just sounded funny.
And then I ended up getting
normal
up at...
Normal people would say they stayed up late on Wednesday.
Okay, well, I'm not a normal person, babe.
Clearly.
Anyway, so my inbox is at 0. All the orders are processed. Things are looking really good. Everything that I have, that as far as commitments that I had made, all of them have been taken care of. And Stephanie and I think, what's wrong? She's got a pouty puppy dog face.